Hello and welcome back to the Cynic Advent Calendar. I'm Ruth Boyle and today is day 7. I feel very privileged to get the King of Numbers. For Celtic fans, number 7 means style, creativity and nadir shifshi. For my dad, number 7 is jinky. It's doing things that didn't seem humanly possible. It's the wee man destroying the Inter Milan defence and dribbling past every man on the field. A man voted the greatest ever Celt. For me, number 7 will always be my first hero, Henrik Larsson. Number 7 will always be falling in love with Celtic. Anyone who listens to The Cynic knows how much I love Larsson. How original, I know. But for me, Larsson was such a strong presence in my childhood that he almost feels like part of my family. Larsson remains a Boyle in all but name because he's at the heart of many of our family stories. The first time I saw Larsson in the flesh, I ran over to him and placed my hand on the back of his suit jacket for an inordinate amount of time. I declared triumphantly that I'd never wash my hand again, sure that a little bit of his magic would sit on me forever. The pen he used to sign my autograph book became sacred, known as the Larsson pen. And despite it being my mum's favourite and best pen, she was rarely permitted to use it again. My mum also became so frustrated that I wouldn't remove my favourite Larsson t-shirt so that it could be washed. The top was purchased twice more, in different sizes, so that I'd never be without. As with all of my mum's bright ideas, it worked. I still fit that t-shirt today. She never fully understood my Larsson madness, but enabled it nonetheless. I was in hospital when I was 11. My dad and brother went into Glasgow to get me something to cheer me up. A Larsson Pro Star was purchased for my bedside and he watched over me as I got my dialysis. My classmates sent me get well cards they'd designed. Every second one had a drawing of Henrik. He became my wee patron saint of hope. This is why I feel for people who don't have a football club. Where do you find childhood heroes without football? It's more than a game, they are more than a player. Football is love, it's heartbreak, it's finding a wee family outside of your own. It's a man purchased for 650 grand who comes to your club and makes 315 appearances, scores 242 goals and lights up your wee life. It's shared and collective memories and goals watched on repeat. It's forcing your friends who have no interest in football whatsoever to watch Henrik Larsson as Rocky after multiple bottles of wine. My dad woke up on Christmas mornings to a fresh Celtic jersey and a pillowcase. For me, I ripped off pieces of wrapping paper on Christmas mornings to reveal Larsson tops, scarves and hats. What could be better than a little part of your number 7 hero for Christmas? Merry Christmas, Cynics, and my solidarity with anyone who misses someone this Christmas.